You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is at 6 now. I think it has moved downwards in the last couple of days. The Falcons plus 6 is 10 to 11. The Seahawks minus 6 is 10 to 11. We've got the hottest offense in the NFL up against what is historically, in recent history anyway, the best defense in the Seattle Seahawks. And the Falcons are 4-1, having reeled off 4 straight wins after their opening week loss against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Seahawks are 3-1 and come into this potentially re-energized after a bye week last week. And my concern here, if you're looking to bet on the Atlanta Falcons, is they went up against Denver's defense last week, and now they've got Seattle's defense this week. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. You know, they did do one thing, though. They stayed out on the West Coast to alleviate the travel portion of this. So instead of flying back to Atlanta and flying back to Seattle, they stayed out West. So that part, head coach Mike Quinn figured, you know, let me not let that be part of this equation. It's tough enough to play Denver and Seattle's defense back-to-back, as you say. By the way, this is one of three great late games on Sunday. It's a very strange schedule this week where the early games, they're 9 early games. And if we weren't betting on these, if we were just watching these as fans, quite frankly, the 9 early games are kind of meh. They're not really that awesome. But the three late games, Kansas City, Oakland, Dallas, Green Bay, Atlanta, Seattle, these are really the marquee games. And I would argue Atlanta, Seattle is the marquee of the marquee. The Falcons, as you allude to, what a season they've had so far. I mean, a lot of sharp bettors really thought this was going to be a bad team and they're playing a really tough schedule. And so far, Atlanta Falcons have not been bothered whatsoever. They are first in the NFL, 7.2 yards per play on offense. Most notably, first in yards per pass attempt, 9.9 yards per pass attempt. Imagine that. Every time Matt Ryan drops back to pass and throws one, whether it's caught or not, the average of all of those, 9.9 yards on the gain. And there is as much distance, just to give you perspective on that, there's as much distance between Atlanta and number one at 9.9 yards per pass attempt, between them and number two San Diego at 8.2 yards per pass attempt, as there is between number two San Diego and the number 21 team.
Wow.
The Cleveland Browns. So Atlanta's just off the charts here in the first 5 games of the season. But you're right. This is Seattle. Seattle is still the bully on the block, as they say, Dave. I don't know who says it, but I'm just going to say as they say. Maybe I just came up with that. Seattle is still the perennial powerhouse. They've got the great defense. Again, their defense is great this year. Now, it has been against inferior competition. It has been against the Dolphins, the Rams, the Niners, and the Jets. I think of those four teams, only the Jets aren't like among the worst offensive teams statistically in football this year, and the Jets aren't really setting any records either. But Seattle, nonetheless, ranking third in scoring defense, 13.5 points per game they've allowed through 4 games. But Seattle is coming off a bye week here. They've got rest. It couldn't have happened at a better time for them, Dave. Russell Wilson was banged up. Remember, he had not only the left knee sprain, but he had a right ankle issue. So he's had a week more to get that much more healthy. And Atlanta on defense is still Atlanta on defense. That's the thing about the Falcons. And that's why they're not really scaring anybody yet, because they're 27th in points allowed. They're giving up 28 points a game. And their pass rush has produced just 10 sacks through 5 games, despite consistently being in must-pass situations, offenses, opposing offenses, that is. So all they've had to do is bring the kitchen sink, and they've still only gotten to the quarterback 10 times in terms of sacks. So, you know, I'm a Seattle guy, and even though this number is 6, as I look at this across the board, I think you have it at 6 as well at Will Hill.
Yes, we do, yeah.
By the way, Will Hill, is that bad form? Should I say William Hill?
I'm happy enough with Will Hill, and I think until we are told otherwise, Gil, you can call us what you like.
How's Billy Hill? Is that disrespectful?
That's slightly more disparaging, I think, than Will Hill.
I'm kidding. You know, I think that I still, given the choice here, would give the points. I really would, because I think this is sort of the game where Atlanta gets its comeuppance.
Are you surprised that Atlanta's defense hasn't improved, Gil? Because they have Dan Quinn now as head coach, and Dan Quinn, of course, will know all about Seattle's defense, given that he served as defensive coordinator for Seattle for a couple of years before becoming Atlanta's head coach. You'd expect, I'd have expected him to have focused on defense coming into Atlanta, but obviously he's flipped the script slightly, and he's focused on making the Falcons a real offensive weapon, and it's worked so far.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There have been times in football history where this has happened, where a coach gets hired for their expertise on one side of the football, and they end up being really successful because of nothing having to do with that particular side of the football. Most famously, I think Brian Billick, who was hired after leading the Minnesota Vikings offense to an NFL record number of points in the 1999 season, I believe it was. He was hired to be the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, and they end up winning the Super Bowl, and they are known as the team to have won it with the worst offense and the worst quarterback ever. They were all defense. And so Atlanta, you know, this is sort of Billick Jr. here with Quinn, right? Their defense is still terrible. Quinn hasn't really made an impact on that side of the ball at all, but Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, I mean, what a season. 10.4 yards per completion while throwing 12 touchdowns against just two interceptions through five games. 26 completions, Dave, for Matt Ryan of 20-plus yards, 10 of 40-plus. That's just comical. Through five games, and of course, both of those lead the NFL. So, you know, what do you say? You got that going for you. You know, I guess you don't need much of a defense.
And he's throwing to Julio Jones, which helps as well. And I suppose the one of the big matchups this weekend will be Julio Jones in coverage against Richard Sherman, who is a pretty fierce cornerback. And it's I debate whether or not Seattle are going to set up with one man or man on man coverage there with Sherman against Julio Jones, or they're going to double up on him like most other teams in the NFL have this season.
Well, you know, that game 2 games ago where Ryan threw for 503 yards and Julio Jones for caught 300 yards worth. I mean, that you will go a lifetime and never see that again, Dave. I mean, that just doesn't happen. It's the first time it's ever happened. It's probably the last time it's ever going to happen. Yeah, Seattle will have something planned, whether it's Sherman all the time on him, whether it's, you know, just play zone and play a certain side of the ball. Julio Jones has even said, he goes, hey, you know, whatever they bring, I'll be ready for it. And he will be. And he will be. My thing is this, though. Seattle, and listen, we come on the air, we do this Friday morning right after a Thursday night game, and we had a chance to see Denver play San Diego last night. And I will say this, in retrospect, now having seen Denver play San Diego last night, it's fair to say that Atlanta win over Denver all of a sudden doesn't look that good anymore.
Yes.
And the reason for those of us who saw that game, it's sort of people probably nodding their head because Denver looked awful on offense yesterday. And when your offense is as bad as that, and now we can say it's either whether with Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian now at this point, you know, that adds a lot of stress to your defense. And Denver's defense is great, but if you're on the field all day long or you're in constant stressful situations, at some point you're going to topple. And Atlanta was able to do that very easily against Denver. And after seeing Denver play every play of that game last night, I can sort of understand it a little more. Seattle's a different animal. Absolutely a different animal.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.